Blog Talk Radio.
You are now logged in to GrudgeInc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
Are you ready? Coming from the great state of Texas, it's Atomic Dog Tuesday and Grudge Madness.
Good evening, race fan. Welcome to another great Tuesday of the Grudge Inc. sponsored Atomic Dog Show. How's everybody out there? Hope everybody's doing great. Enjoyed a great weekend of racing. Getting ready for another great weekend of racing coming up this weekend. As things start to wind down towards the end of the year. Got a lot of people having the last shows for the year. Coming up, so hey, if we got anybody, we're going to get Ernie on, and then we're going to get to some of anybody got a comment on the race that happened this weekend, push one button, do so, and if you got an upcoming event coming up, push the one button after we get Ernie on. We're going to go and see what happened this past weekend around the country and get on to the upcoming event. Then we go off into a nice topic. Hope we get a lot of people's participation. It's all about people's opinion on some of this stuff and how they feel about the racing. So, and they stay with. Hey, until we get to that part, let's do first thing first. How you doing out there, Artie?
Hey, Tracy, what's going on?
Not much. Just trying to make it through another day. You know how it is.
Yeah, I know what you mean. We had, on my Ask Ernie show last night, we had J.D. from MSD come on and do a question and answer session and touched some really great things. And I asked him some questions so I could not only get some answers out there, but also some clarify some things. And, you know, people have asked questions for years. You know, I'm going to get something welded on my car. You know, you take it down, you get a tab welded onto it, you get your suspension welded on. I know people have had their roll cage modified, and they do it with an electric welder. So I asked J.D. last night, what's the status? You've got an MSD system in your car, and you're going to do some welding. What do you need to do? His first thing that he said, disconnect the wiring from your MSD unit. Disconnect the ground and the power. He said, and also make sure that if they're doing any welding on the car, to make sure that the welding lead from the welder, the ground lead from the welder, is grounded as close to the point that they're going to be doing welding. Now, what that does is controls how much metal in your car acts as an antenna to resonate the frequencies that are caused by the welder. So if you grounded the welder at the front bumper and welded at the back of the car, then your whole car becomes part of that ground circuit. And any of the electrical components in there can be instantly fried. And his example was, would you lay your iPhone, iPad, next to where the guy's going to be welding? And if you say no, you better disconnect the MSD or you're going to end up having to send it back in and get it rebuilt. You'll never know that it was bad until you go to crank it up. You may not get any, may not get high RPMs out of it, or it just may die altogether. You'll never know how much damage was done to it. So for the few seconds it takes to undo two screws, of course, disconnect your battery. You don't ever want those frequencies going back into your battery. You can explode a battery with that. But disconnect your power wire, disconnect your ground wire going to your MSD, and then you can weld with no fear of destroying your MSD unit. You know, these things, these questions have been going on for years. And, you know, we had a good show last night. And if you want to go back online and listen to it, it's the dog show, Ask Ernie on Monday nights. Some really good information. On the MSD unit also, we were discussing how close does the coil need to be to the motor. It doesn't seem to be, you know, if you, some people got the coil inside, some people got the coil outside. It doesn't make any difference there. The length of the coil wire, as long as it's a good quality coil wire, does not matter. The main thing is that if you drill or punch a hole through your firewall, make sure that the hole is large enough so the coil wire can easily go through it. But then put an insulator ring, these little rubber rings you can get at any auto parts store, into that hole opening so that the coil wire is not chafed by any sharp edges. And definitely make sure there's no tears in the insulation, because if it does, it's going to fire back to the firewall. Remember, the coil wire fires 8 times more than any spark plug wire. So it's got the heaviest load going to it and a continuous impulse. So it's looking for the closest point, a crack, a rub spot, anything that can create a point that it can go to ground. And if it does that, without taking things completely apart, it's going to be really hard to find. One of the other things he came up with, and I hadn't even thought about it, that in today's technology, with all the studs, the bolts, the alloys of the aluminum that's being used, the copper head gaskets, all have coatings on them. And these coatings can affect how good the ground is that's going to your motor. And the ground is important because the spark plugs fire to ground. Just because the engine is bolted on solid motor mounts and bolted into the chassis doesn't mean that you have a good ground. So run your ground wire all the way up to where you're going to need it, ground up to the starter, and then ground up to one of the heads. This way you have a good solid ground. And he was talking about some of the instances they found that they had burnt spots on some of the main bearings being caused by the motor looking for a ground, and the amperage draw was so high that it actually put burn holes in the main bearings and rod bearings. So, you know, you don't think of these things. You know, everybody makes a better product and a better product, and this coating is really good, and then all of a sudden we end up insulating the components so you can't get a good ground. So these are a couple of things I wanted to talk to you about tonight. And if we've got any questions, you know, give us a call. Or I think you've got touch one if you got a question you want to ask us. So, Trace, I'll see what's out there and see what you got.
Hey, that's a good point, Aaron, you know, about that welding. You know, a lot of guys, especially a lot of young guys, probably just starting out doing something. You got some of these guys trying to do their own stuff. So, hey, that's a good point, man, to reiterate that to people about that welding. So.
Well, it doesn't matter if you're young or old. I've seen people take cars to chassis shops and had the chassis shop tell them, you don't need to disconnect that. You know, I'm going to be doing the welding over here. We're not even going to be close to that. Well, we're looking at radio frequencies. Another question that came up was on the impulse pickup down on the crankshaft. The air gap on that pickup needs to be 50 to 60 thousandths of an inch. If it gets too close, you're going to create a problem with the pickup. If it's too wide, you don't get a proper impulse. So 50 to 60 thousandths on your air gap. He said that if you don't have a feeler gauge, loosen up the nut, run it in till it just touches one of the magnet surfaces, and then back it out one full turn and tighten it down. That's going to get you really close if you're in a situation where you don't have the tools to set it with properly. Always go back and recheck it, but that's the air gap you need. The wires that are coming from that impulse need to be routed away from anything else that creates an electronic signal. Your fans, the pumps, spark plug wires, anything in your car that uses electricity, keep that lead away from it. That way you're not going to get any false triggering into that impulse. That impulse picks up a magnetic signal. So we're only talking about 4 to 5 volts at best, and that's what triggers your MSD to fire. So when you're talking about having 40, 50,000 volts on a spark plug wire or a 12-volt motor, DC motor that's turning with the magnets in it, it doesn't take much to interfere with the operation of the equipment.
That's some good points, Ernie. We appreciate that, though. If anybody got any questions, Ernie, like I say, you had a great show last night about that MSD stuff. If anybody got any questions about what Ernie just touched on, you can push the 1 at this time. If you got a question you want to ask Ernie about that, he always come on in and give us some very helpful tips. So if you got a question you want to ask Ernie on the show right now, push the 1 button.
Next week, we're going to have Tim with Renegade Fuel Zone, and he's going to be talking about the racing fuels and the oil again. We had a lot of people asking questions, so he asked to come back on so he can talk to the racers again about the chemical makeup of the oils and why they do what they do. And JD with MSD emailed me today, and he enjoyed it so much last night that when they come back from SEMA and PRI, we're going to be doing another call with MSD. And like I said, we're going to be bringing in other manufacturers so we can get direct information from the people that know instead of just listening to these, I guess, old wives' tales, for a better term to put on it.
Okay, Ernie, we appreciate that. Sharon, we got anybody out there got a question for Ernie right now? Anyone ask Ernie?
You don't have any hands up right now, Tracy.
Okay, well, Tracy, I tell you what, if y'all got any questions or you got need any information on your tune-up or on your car that where we can help you, you know, give us a call at CompuCar Nitro Systems, 1-800-648-7687. That's 1-800-NITROS. You know, give us a call. If you just need a sounding board or you got a problem you can't put your finger on, you know, we've got 50 years of knowledge just in our tech department. You know, give us a call, and we'll help you the best we can. Tracy, I enjoyed it, and appreciate you letting me come on. And if y'all got any questions, just give me a call.
Okay, Ernie, we appreciate you coming on.
Y'all have a good one.
All right. Thank you. Okay, well, you know, like I said, it was a lot of racing going on this weekend around the country. We got anybody who want to speak about a race that had a race somewhere this past weekend, push the 1 button. We'll let you come on and share your story about it. If we don't have anybody with that, then we'll let the ones come on who got an upcoming event, push the 1 button if you got to talk about your upcoming event. So we're going to go to the line and see who we have here. Might want to have some about an upcoming event. So, plus you're in a proper role. But Mississippi Joe, your mic is open.
Hey, Trace, how you doing? Sharon, how y'all doing?
How you doing? All right. How you doing, man?
I'm blessed, man, blessed. I just want to let everybody know it's the first annual Louisiana Last Call Car and Bike Grudge Fest. No Problem Raceway, Belle Rose, Louisiana. Looked at the weather. The weather is going to be 72 degrees. Saturday, zero precipitation of rain. So far, it looks like we're going to have a beautiful day. I'm excited. This race is really shaping up to be a great show. Like I said, we got the True Streetcars start at 2 o'clock. If you're coming down from Texas and you want to be in the True Streetcar class, the shootout starts at 2 o'clock. 2 o'clock. Gates open at 9 a.m. Test and Tune starts at 12 and racing. Streetcar shootout at 2 o'clock. We will have a driver's meeting in between 1:30 and 1:45, preferably 1:30. We're going to try to start the 28 and 29 shootout class, probably between 4 and 5. And then from anywhere between 7 and 8, we're going to have the big tire shootout. Got over 13, 14 people that's going to participate in the big tire shootout. This thing is shaping up to be real, real, real good. A lot of locked-in races from various areas, small areas, people that we and you may not know, but this thing is shaping up really to be a good show. Asking everyone in Texas and all surrounding states to come on out and support. Going to be a lot of people in the house from Chicago, Detroit, Georgia, Mississippi, all parts of Louisiana, Alabama, all over. And got a lot of participation from you guys out there in Texas. Birdman, Suitcase, Nightmare, Tony Thornton, a lot of people that I can't, Jackie Devers and Camp, the Duke boys, so many people, man, so many people. I'm asking y'all to come on out November the 2nd, No Problem Raceway. Also, the track will be open Friday. For Test and Tune, the track will be open at 12 p.m. that afternoon. I looked at that new car Tony Bynes got, the Hammer, that lightweight Camaro. I saw videos of it in Holly Springs. That thing is flying. Well, you all have to be there and see who's going to take the win out of us, out of the Gangsta Boo and Tony Bynes, the main event. The Gangsta Boo and Tony Bynes, the new Gangsta Boo, brand new car. I'm so excited. Wait till y'all feast y'all eyes on this machine. That's all I'm going to say. It's the last call for Grudge, ladies and gentlemen. Come on out to No Problem Raceway where we're going to have a good time. Thank you, Tommy Dog.
You want to give folks the address, Joe? You got an address?
Oh, yeah, I got it. Thank you, Tracy. No Problem Raceway, 6570. Highway 996, Belle Rose, Louisiana, BELLERROSE, Louisiana abbreviation LA, zip code 70341. I repeat, No Problem Raceway, 6570, Highway 996, Belle Rose, Louisiana, BELLEROSE. Louisiana abbreviation LA, zip code 70341. Ladies and gentlemen, come on out. It's going to be an exciting, great show. We would love to have y'all support. This is your boy, Mississippi Joe. I'll holler.
All right, Joe. Appreciate that. Everybody that can make these races, try to make these races, go out and support each other. These events you can make it and be careful on the way. Hey, Cheryl got in the hand. Okay, I see you got somebody out there, so.
Yeah. Is it noisy? Can y'all hear?
Yeah, now we hear you. We hear you. You clear?
Yes, I'm running the machine. Yeah, I just want everybody to know about the race on November 23rd. It's getting bigger and better. We got a possibly a future race. You know, we have talked to Birdman and Mike Murillo. Mike Murillo has responded back, so that they in negotiations in a rematch. But everybody stay tuned, because we don't know if it's going to happen just yet, because Mike Murillo didn't put a stiff in the race. So, you know, we're waiting on Birdman to answer back to it. We got Bobby Gletta and Tree Man still going
what
at it.
What kind of stiff, Cat? You put a stiff in the race, you didn't tell us the stiff.
Well, the stiff is Mike Murillo wants Birdman to be on the same size tire he's on. So, you know, we're waiting on Birdman to see what he's going to do to respond back to say yes, or either he's going to say no, you don't want to do that. You know, all of a sudden now it's a tire issue, you know?
Yeah.
So I don't know if that's good or bad. I thought we was grudge racing, you know? So, you know, we're just going to stay by the phones and wait to find out what Birdman is going to do, or even Mike Murillo might just say, that's okay, I ain't going to worry about it.
Okay.
I want to give some props out to Dion. Me and Dion locked in some money on me driving. Dion and them had a misfortune last week, Friday night, that they totaled out their car. But to let a lot of guys know, he did pay the lock-in, and that's the way lock-ins are supposed to work. The man was a stand-up gentleman about it. He called me and paid me and told me, hey, man, ain't no problem. Better than best. So he paid his lock-in. So I'm willing to lock in with somebody else out there to fill his spot. So if there's anybody out there, let me know. We're going to have a 7-0 class, and we're going to have the 580 class still. And we have about 7 grudge races already locked in. So y'all stay tuned. It's going to be another good one. This is going to be good. I need to talk to Nightmare, man. I know Nightmare dodging me, I see. You know, so it's in a way y'all can get him on the phone.
Yeah, if you're somebody from the Nightmare Camp, somebody from the Nightmare Camp, push the one button. You hear the man hollering for you, push the one button.
No, they don't want no action. Just tell them, hey, man, we don't want no part to that car. That's all. It's simple with me. But if anybody else out there got an old school back half car that's willing to do something, let Team Alley Cat know. And I see y'all in Louisiana.
I don't see no hands up. Sharon, you see somebody want to?
Your mic is open. Cool, your mic is open.
Yo, what's up?
Okay, the man hollering at you.
Yeah, what's up? Hey, man, are we going to do something on the 23rd of November at HMP with that blue Camaro?
We're going to have to see what that weather looks like, Cat. I can't tell you right out, but if that weather looks like all right, I'm going to try to come down there. But I'll tell you what, you're going to be up here on the
street. If you come, we can lock in early to run early. If you want to run at 5 o'clock, you want to run at 6 o'clock. It don't matter to us. We want to run.
We're going to make it early for sure. We ain't going to let that dew fall, you know what I'm saying?
Right, exactly. I do understand.
Yeah. So you coming down this way, though, on the 16th?
I didn't know nothing about a race on the
16th. I thought Gene having something down there in Denton or something?
Oh, I don't know. I didn't know nothing about it. Ain't nobody promoted. Ain't nobody said nothing about it. Did you know anything about it, Tracy?
No,
I seen a thought pop up on the internet on the 16th that they had the race, but it just come out. I didn't know anything about that. I think it's the back half race or something like that, right? Smooth? Yeah.
I think Birdman probably coming down here race high and some shit like that, you know what I'm saying? Oh, okay. I don't know. I'm about to look that up to see what's going on. I didn't get the message.
Yeah, Birdman going down there to run the high. Yeah, Birdman going down there to run the high on 16.
Okay.
Yeah.
So let me know if y'all willing to lock in. We can lock in something small, you know, a gentleman's bet, and, you know, we're going to make it happen.
All right, I'll let you know ahead of time, you know what I'm saying? Right now it's too far away, you know, for me to make that call, you know. But if you look that up and you try to come up here on the 16th, see, we can get it on in, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah. Okay. All right, then. Will you let me know something?
I sure will.
All right.
Yeah, but, yeah, it's going down at HMP, November 23rd. Gates open at 2 o'clock. We'd like to see y'all there and get there early. We 9 by 10, we're going to have some wonderful weather, but later on that night, the dew may start falling by 10 o'clock, and then, you know, we start having issues. So if you want to race, get there early and get your cars off the trailer and start making some passes. We'll see you at the race.
All right, Jack. Okay, you anybody else? I got an upcoming event they want to come on there and talk about. I don't see no new hand. Well, Cheryl, what else we got?
Batman, your mic is open.
Yeah, Tracy, Gene do have a grudge race on the 16th. That's what
I just said.
Birdman was talking about that last week when I asked about that. He said that he's going to run on the 16th. Then he's coming back down to Houston and run at Alice Cat race. So, yeah, he does have a grudge race there.
I just told him that you must have been driving wrong. Yeah, we just said he running a high car.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. That's a good deal if Nightmare, because, I mean, if I got them good come down here and then Nightmare didn't go back down, that would be some good action, though. Because them two guys right there, they, last time they ran, it was a good race. It was a damn good race. You really can tell who really won until the light came on. So we'll see if Alicat, see if a Nightmare redeem himself.
Okay. All right, we got to see. Anybody else out there got a race they want to talk about? Or we put this out here about the topic and see what kind of participation we get on this topic tonight. It can go either way. So, Sharon, we ain't got another hand. I'm gonna put out there. Man, we getting close to the end of the year. We ain't got but, two or three more races around here and a few more around the country before we'll be heading off into another year, man. But let me just put this out here. Just some topic that came to me, somebody brought up, say, hey, talk about this. So it's like this, man. With all the grudge races going on around the country, which state is truly a grudge racing state? And it's Texas at the top of that list. If so, tell us why. And if not, somebody tell us why not. Also, what city in Texas is on top for grudge racing and races? And which area has the hottest and the most feared grudge races? That's something to think about, man. First of all, personally, Texas is definitely, my opinion, is one of the top states when it comes to grudge races and grudge racing. We just, as a whole, over the last, 2-3 years, started venturing out. I think we're something to reckon with, but, I like to know from the fans that travel and see these events, from the races that participate and try to run at these events. Man, we want to talk about it. How do you feel about your state? If you're on here, regardless of where you're from, we just want to know what you think about the grudge racing and what do you think about your state when it comes to being one of the top states and why you feel that way. I like to get a lot of participation. I like for people to push the one button. If you're a fan, whether you follow this thing by showing up at the races, or you want people that like to make some of these shows and can't make them, but you go to the internet every chance you get, or you sit by the line waiting to get information, man, we want to hear from you too. So push the one button, guys, and give us your point of view and tell us what you think about your state for its road race and how you fare across the country. Sharon, we're going to see what hand we got. We want to hear from the people. Don't be shy, people. People listening all over the country, and I know some people think they lead in their states, and a lot of grudge racing going on in some of these states, but We want to hear from some of you. You fans and racers make this all possible for what we do around here and as we travel. So let the world know how you feel about your state and the racing. Who we got, Sharon?
You had no new hands come up, but Batman Smooth, Mississippi Joe, and Alley Cat.
Doobie fell off. Doobie trying to get on.
I'll get Doobie, but in the meantime, those mics are open.
Hey, you guys out there that ain't talking, don't do much talking. Hey, this is the time to let your voice be heard. Tell the world what you feel about your state, what you think about Texas in a whole. How do you feel? Which state do you think? You may be from Texas and feel that you think racism is better somewhere else. It's all about your opinion, what you think, and how you feel. Let us know. Step up. Hey, don't be shy. Put it out there. I'm going to go to the line here. Sherry, did you just call somebody?
No, I'm about to call Doobie, but you got one hand that came up. 972-6375. Your mic is open.
Yeah, this King B. I'm out here talking to the DFW boys.
What's going on, man?
Hey, what's going on? All these DFW boys, all of them, they do a lot of talking, but I don't see a lot of them doing no stepping up to the plate.
You got somebody you want? Who you putting out there?
Debo, they do a lot of talking, but they don't do enough racing.
The
Ten Four boys, they say they want to do it this weekend, tomorrow, Saturday at the back half shootout. I'm waiting on them. I want to make sure they're going to be there.
Give me a name and we can see who you call. If you don't hear, push one, buddy. Give me a name and we see who we get them on there. Who can we call?
You call Allen and them over there with the 10-4 boys. Call Debo and them. They say they was at the track. They said they still had tire pressure and oil pressure, but they didn't want to race. I don't understand.
Debo or who? Push the
Debo
one.
Debo and them, or you call anybody out the Debo camp. Corey, he can come get it. Allen with the 10-4 boys with the orange Mustang this weekend, they can come get it.
There's a lot of them on here, got a full show. There's a lot of them on there listening. If you with that camp,
they call around. Listen to me. They call around Dallas. They call around Dallas, the people talking stuff. Can we get it to the world today? What's going on? Can we get it to the world today? That's all I'm trying to figure out. Everybody doing a lot of talking, but I'm not doing a lot of racing. I do a lot of racing. I get some good
what
passes
you talking
in.
About, man?
I get good passes in. I don't. Who you talking about, dog? I just said. I'm from Texas. Who you talking about, dog? I don't know who you. This Nightmare, I'm from Texas. What you talking about? We do all that talking. Yeah, we talking bag up too. What you talking about, bro?
Okay, well, I'm gonna be there Saturday. We can do something.
Saturday where?
At the Kennedale, at the shootout. Don't they got a back half at Kennedale Saturday?
Who are you? Okay, what's you? What's your car? Who are you? Who I need to look for?
King B in the Camaro.
King B
in the Camaro.
You got the black and yellow Camaro?
Yeah, purple and yellow.
Purple and yellow. Okay, so you want me? This Nightmare. You know who you talking to?
I was just gonna be at the track, man. You know what I'm saying? If that's what you want, I'll take anything. It's cool if somebody faster than me. I it don't matter to me. Just go get up there.
You want to lock something in?
Hello?
No, I don't want to lock nothing in. Well, I'll lock in. Okay.
Shit, you thinking that Texas shit? Shit, I'm from Texas. We lock it in, but. Huh?
You lock.
But say, that's my homeboy Debo, though. You want my homeboy Debo?
Yeah, man, listen to me, Nightmare. I ain't got no problem doing that with you. I ain't going to lie. But I want to start. Let me start on the ladder, man. Let me start on the ladder. Get your partner in there who been talking. You see
okay,
what I'm saying?
Can you get Debo on, Nightmare?
We'll start on the ladder. I'll lock it in with Debo. I ain't got no problem locking it in with Debo.
Okay, I'm going to see if I get him on the line, man.
Yeah, let me start on the ladder, cause from my understanding, yeah, I just hear a lot of them talking to a lot of people. Call me, I get phone calls every day, saying somebody says something. Well, if I get a phone call every day, I'm at the track every weekend.
Okay.
You gonna try to get it, Debo, or is Sharon trying to get it?
Yeah, let Sharon try to get it.
Sharon, I think you got Debo's number. If not,
give me a minute. But hold on a second. Let me.
Okay.
940-1647. King B, are you on two lines?
Hey, Tracy.
No,
I'm on one line.
I got Debo on the line.
Debo on there?
Okay, Debo, go ahead, Debo.
Yeah, what's going on, sir?
Somebody's going to close to the computer. Walk away from the computer. Go ahead, Debo, let me call it for you.
Hello?
Go ahead, Debo.
Yeah, what's going on, man?
Hey.
What's happening?
The other lane.
The other lane, who is this?
King B.
Oh, man, you got to be kidding, man. You know what? I'm going to tell you something, B. Be your ass at Kennedale Thursday. I'm going to make a special occasion just to tear you off the bone, bro, so you quit fucking with me. So have your ass to Kennedale Thursday. I'm gonna be there.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. Cause I ain't fucking with you. I'm just trying to have some fun. That's all I want to do. You want to have some fun?
So you gonna be there
for that chicken bone?
I'm gonna make a special occasion just to come to race you. I'm gonna load my car, then I'm taking my ass back to the house, man. You know what I'm saying? But we can get this out the way, cause. Bro, you're not telling me nothing. You know what I'm saying? You ain't impressing me with all this bumping. I was there and then waiting on you. You had to make 2-3 passes. Did you see my car get all crazy? Hold on. Let me talk. You see my car get crazy racing last, man. Then you run over there talking about, do I want to do something? Nah, bro, I need to fix my car first. I ain't going to do all those 2-3 passes here in my car right. If my car ain't right, off the bat, I'm going to put that bitch up and get it looked at. You know what I'm talking about? But I still ain't got it looked at. Well, I'm gonna come out there just for you, sir.
All right, sir. And with all that what you just said, you just proved to me the same thing I did. I made two, three passes to make sure mine was doing what it was supposed to been doing. So you could have made just as well as many passes you need to make. The damn track was closed.
I'm not tripping with you on how many passes you make. I did not sit back and watch you do what you do. I wasn't fucking with you. I'm not messing with you. I don't do that, man. The car named Debo for a reason. I ain't Debo, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm Deep Milton. You know what I'm talking about? You know, I'm Deep Milton. You know what I'm saying? And if you want to race me that bad, be at the track third. If we can get that on, get that out the way, bro.
Well,
if you get that Saturday and you want to test pass your car 2-3 times, I'm going to be waiting on you when you get ready, and you let me know when you get ready, because I ain't going to make but one shakedown pass, and I'm going to be waiting on your ass.
All right, I ain't got no problems. I'm
going to
make one shakedown pass.
We're
going to get it on right after that.
Okay, that's all I'm telling you. I'm going to make one shakedown pass, the car straight, you know what I'm saying? Me and you going to do what we do. We're going to get this out the way, and we're going to still be all right. You know what I'm talking about?
That's what I'm talking about. I'm just trying to get it out the way every week.
Hey, man, look out, B, between me and you, let's get that out the way, bro. Sign it. I'm going to be there. You know, I'm gonna be there. I'm talking about it just for you, cause I wasn't bringing my car back out, cause I've been busy. You know what I'm saying? But I'm gonna bring it out just for you. We're gonna get that out the way, bro. And win or lose, we're gonna dab it up, and that's what that is, bro.
That's what I'm talking about. That's you. That's what I'm talking about. I'm gonna be there.
All right, bro. I mean, that's done. You got that? That's all right. When we get there, me and you gonna talk about the issue we're gonna run for, and that's what that is.
Big.
So all that's right, out D-Bow. The way. Already, that's out the way. And I appreciate you coming to me like a man. And this is my first time being on the Tummy Dog Show. You know what I'm saying? All the fellas out there with the Rage Gang, always talking about Debo don't do nothing, make shade down pass. All you got to do is come make it right, and you can get on that other lane, and I can get at you too.
D-Bow.
So that's what that is.
Tell them, old boy. Tell them, old boy.
Yeah, that's what's up, folks. Hey, King B, you got a date with Debo Saturday. That's what that is.
That's what I'm saying. What I'm waiting on. That's what I've been waiting on right there. And whoever else want to make a date with me, I'm going to be there in another lane.
King B, I just got a text to King B. Flip say, why you don't give him a rerun?
Who?
Flip say, why you don't do something with him again?
Flip, me and Flip, we already talked about it. It's cool. Me and Flip, we down the road. Me and him got a set up date. His car wasn't at the right side tonight, and my transmission was tripping. I couldn't get low. So we already told him we already got a date set up. Whenever he get his car right and mine working right, we is gonna be there. He say he going to Louisiana this weekend. So.
Yeah.
If he's going to be in Louisiana this weekend, me and him can't do it because I'm not going that far.
Already.
Okay. I will be
racing here. But I will be racing here locally. And we got an event at Kennedale, the back half shootout at Kennedale, and I will be attending.
Hey, B. Can I say something to Debo again? I'm sorry for cutting y'all, bro. I want to say this, man, cause I just got in from work. I need to holler at my wife. But I'm going to say this right here. I heard you want to see my little brother, too, man. C-Hawk.
Who is that?
Yeah, C-Hawk with the Camaro. Look just like mine. Got the same stock on. Look just like mine, but got the clown faces on it with the silver in the candy going down the middle. You seen
it? Yeah, I told him. I like that pretty car. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, we can do that. We, me and him can do it, too, because he do a lot of talking.
Yep.
He did a lot of talking for you. He do a lot of talking. So he got him a car.
But
that's my life, man. Since he got a car to fight with, me and him can show enough fight. And I told him
all right, that's all I want to know. If you want to see him too, you know what I'm saying, win, lose, or draw, cause he asking me to bring the car out. I'm like, hold up, bro, that's see what, cause we plan on going to Houston. I ain't going to lie. And we still going. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
that's what
I'm
going to bring my car back.
I'm going to Houston too. I'm going to go to Houston too.
Already, but now that's when I was taking my car. That's when I was originally bringing my car because I've been so busy I ain't had time to get it down to Hanson and let him do his magic on it and get it back. But to get you, you know what I'm saying, satisfied, win, lose, or draw, to get you satisfied, I'm going to bring the car Thursday just for you. I ain't going to race nobody else but you. Win, lose, or draw, I'm loading my car and I'm going back to the house, Mike. You know what I'm saying? And that's what that is.
All right.
So we got a day Saturday, and, you know, you stay cool to Saturday, and that's what that is, bro. And to everybody else, man, through the rest of the week, y'all be safe, man, doing what y'all do, and Debo out.
All right, Debo.
All right.
Debo done came on here and did his thing, so there you go, B. You got what you're looking for. So good luck to y'all this weekend on what y'all do. Yeah, let's go to the line, see if we got any other hands up. Anybody got something to say or got a lock-in they want to do or want to speak about this topic tonight? Push the one button.
Push now. Your mic is open.
What's up, Tyler?
What's going on, Bushnell?
Yeah, hey, Michelle, what's going on?
Hey, Bushnell, how are you?
I'm doing all right. Hey, what's that topic there, Tommy? I'm kind of head.
Hey,
Tommy was on the show that
The topic is, you know, which state, you know, you feel is truly a grudge racing state. Texas is one of the top 10 on the list. Texas is in the top 10 on the list? And if so, tell us why. If not, tell us why not.
Oh,
which
you got
city do you think got the top drug races? You know, and who's the hottest and most feared drug races out there, where they from? We just kind of like to know what people say. People say tonight, and everybody got an opinion. Guys, it's just your opinion, what you feel, what you think about these people. Hey, push your one, but let the world know what you think about these races. Hey, Bushy, go ahead on and you can address that.
Yeah, shit, man. On that East Coast over there, well, I don't know about North. I'm going to just say North East or East. You know, you got your Cold Kill over there. You got your Real Tree over there. Oh, shit, man. You got Lil Rick them over there. You got Tony Bond. Oh, man, I mean, and as far as, like, top 10, oh, yeah, definitely. We up in a top 10 list, I imagine. I mean, but, I mean, for us that East over there, man, I keep up with that East all the time because they do it, man. They, you know, they do it all the time, man. Every chance they get, they over there doing it, man, you know. They do it a lot there up north up there. I need to start getting up north up there around that. They do it a lot, but we don't do it as much down here. You know, our tracks are down here a lot.
So in your opinion, you know, what you named off, everybody you named off was definitely East Coast. In your opinion, you say East Coast. East Coast have a lot of states, so, you know, there's a lot of states right there on the East Coast. They're very close together. So for which state would you say on the East Coast, since you say the East Coast, what state, what area of the state you think is the hottest out there to have the most road races, since you say the East Coast?
Carolina over there.
Yeah, so Carolina area. Yeah, they definitely do
Carolina
a lot of
area over there, man.
A lot of racing. Yeah, they definitely do a lot of racing then.
And we race down here too, man, but we kind of, you know, down here in Houston, we got one village track going on, man, HMP, man. And, boy, we don't get, if the weather ain't right, whatever, we don't do nothing, man. You know, the weather can be going on, and it'd be 7 hours of prettiness after the weather, man. Everything shut down so early over there, man. So, you know, it kind of shut us off, you know, a lot down here. You know, when it start getting like that, you got Danny go up north, or you got to goddamn go to the east or some shit, man, if you're going to be doing any racing. You know, they racing over there in Mississippi over there, you know. I talked to some guys over in Mississippi, they doing a little racing at some little mom-and-pop tracks over there, you know, so.
Well, let me ask you this, since you're talking and you stated the east coast, okay, you feel that, you know, you say Texas is in the top 10 in your opinion. Okay, well, tell us what do you think, you're a racer, Bushnell, you're a racer. Tell us, what do you think? What do you think the reason is why East Coast gets so many races? They got so much going on, and you feel like I think we're in the top 10. I'm not gonna say East Coast. They do their thing. I can't take nothing from East Coast. They do their thing week in, week out with races. But hey, what do you think we can do to help enhance us to make it better out here, where we can be the top? I mean, I know everybody up in Texas, you know, is gonna be strong with Texas in. If, you know, if we feel we need to step it up, we need to step it up. So, but I think we're the top 10 when it comes to the grudge racing. But
we're in there, but we just need to open up tracks more, man, you know, and people need to come out more, man, you know, and just, you know, if you're going to make it from A to B, you know, quit, like I say, I think I said it once before, quit chasing them motherfucking times all the time, man, you know, because the other person got to do the same thing you got to do, man. So it's kind of like, you know, if your shit good, go get out and you – and it didn't run the number that number you've been chasing, man, fuck all that, you know. Just get on up there and try that shit, man, you know. But I just say for us, you know, like I said, I agree with you. We in the top, well, we, you know, we're the top 10 when it comes down to some grudge racing shit, too. We race, too, but we just don't have, you know, our shit is kind of, our tracks be shutting down on us, man, a lot, man. We don't get a chance to do too much, you know. But it's all about everybody got to come out still, though, Tommy.
Thank you. Oh, go ahead.
I know Bushman speaking for Houston, but I'm gonna speak for DFW, Dallas Forward area. Man, we have races over here every weekend, whether they know it or not. You know what I'm saying? If it ain't at the Gut, if it ain't at Kennedale, if it ain't at Red Line, if it ain't at North Star, it's always something jumping around here. Cause we got four or five tracks which always open every weekend.
We got one,
and our tracks never shut out. As long as the weather is good, they're gonna open up regardless. You know what I'm saying? And I know this for a fact, just to the DFW, we have over 250 grunge cars around here So I think forget the top 10. I think we're in the top one or two when it comes to grudge racing, because a lot of these guys around here, man, they sit their cars up and they come out for events only, you know what I'm saying, because they work a lot, you know what I'm saying, and they're not able to get out every weekend and make it happen. But I guarantee you what, if I can take this Dallas-Fort Worth car, I guarantee you, I'll match them up with any cars around the state. I guarantee you we'll go back for back with them. I guarantee you that. I know that for a fact.
1,000 miles away, Batman.
As far as grudge is concerned, man, they doing this every weekend, man. I mean, just like I can holler out names in the smaller car class, bro. Pretty tall. Man, that dude right there, man, that dude done won so many races around there, it's on the real, man. And done picked up a bunch of money, too. And grudging every weekend, you know what I'm saying? With the smaller cars, but they showing action, you know what I'm saying? And actually, to be honest about it, the smaller cars are getting more action than the bigger cars this year, period.
Okay, and I'll say that, you know, y'all race a lot. We race up there in Dallas every weekend. Like I say, you got four tracks. We just, you're throwing it out there, seeing what people think, how they match up. You don't always have to be the fast car. Who bringing action in the grudge game racing their cars, you know? I mean, we constantly getting better. I think actually over the last 2 or 3 years, I think we actually done picked it up on the grudge team overall around here in Texas. And I definitely think, you know, we're in the top three states myself. I still feel like we're in the top three states around here. But I just kind of want to know what people think and why they think what they think. And, you know, there's some of these people that's out there listening. They got an opinion. I'm quite sure right now they sitting in their garage. They talking and they saying their opinions to some other people right in their face. We want to hear from some of them people that come to these races, got these cars and support. Push the one button. We want to hear your voice. We want to hear what you have to say, and we want to know why you think what you think, and what do you think. We just want to know. Hey, I agree with that. So, Sharon, we got another caller. Let's see if we can get some fresh blood in here, somebody that can kick it up. If it got to go controversial, let it be controversial, because it's all about your opinion on what you think about the races. So, who we got, Sharon? Y'all push the one button.
Flip, your mic is open.
Hey, how y'all doing tonight?
What's up, Flip?
Hey, nothing much, man. Two things. One, I got to, you know, I can't believe I'm saying this, but I actually agree with Byron. I think that Texas is at least in the top, you know, 1, 2, and 3. It's my home state, so I'm going to say number one. You know, I ain't riding no coattails or jumping on no sacks, but, I mean, you got a lot of guys out here that race the big cars and the small cars, and they are, you know, at least, you know, nationally known. You know, you got, of course, the Jekyll and Hyde crew. You got Tony Thorne that's traveled all across the country whooping ass. So, you know, you got guys like that. You know, and you got the up-and-coming camps. You know, like Jackie's got a bunch of cars coming out, you know, this year, and they're definitely looking to lock in and race some people. They were even trying to make action out there at Temple, but they just couldn't seem to get anybody to lock in. And that's something that, you know, I think that the reason why them East Coast guys get more recognition is because they're kind of sort of willing to give up a little bit more just to make a race. You know, it's kind of like the guy said earlier, a lot of people get caught chasing that time slip, and they just don't understand that the guy next to you, he got to make it down the track too. So a lot of times, you know, certain camps, guys, whatever you want to call it, you know, if they didn't run their perfect number, they don't want to get next to nobody. Well, you know, my personal opinion is if you're a grudge racer, don't be grudge racing and gambling with your damn rent money. And you won't have to be so, you know, hold your money so tight. Hell, you came here to lose it or win it, you know, either way. It ain't going to be no sweat off of you, you know, a week or so or the next morning when you wake up. But I definitely say that Texas is up there in the top, you know, top three for sure, because, I mean, they got tons of cars around here, and we race all year round. I mean, it's just we were kind of a little behind on the whole, you know, internet, YouTube deal, and, you know, those guys over there, you know, they had that kind of going. And I was on listening to a radio show the other day, and, you know, some of these guys, these grudge racers, got damn videographers, you know, like the damn guy BET. Hell, he just, that's all he does, is run around recording Tony Bonds all the time, you know, airing it on YouTube. So there's a lot of grudge races that happen in Texas that nobody ever knows about unless you go to the track, you know. So it's good that we got avenues like this radio show, where you can come in, lock in, it's advertised, it's promoted, and people know that, hey, if you come to the track Sunday, Flip gonna knock King BS in the head. And that's the other reason why I'm calling, because that ain't exactly the way the deal went down. You know, he couldn't get off the line. I had one stupid-ass wire come loose. You know, I'm willing to drive to Louisiana, get some of that out-of-town money, and come back on Sunday, race him to Kennedale on Sunday at 8 o'clock. I'm willing to do that if he's willing to lock it in and give me a chance to get my money back. Because out in Temple, I shattered the rear end. I paid him his money up front. I just want to know if I can get that same Curtis and get that same locked-in race. You know, if his bug's gone, my bug's gone, shit, it's time to lock in and do something. So, you know, that goes right along with the topic.
Yeah, I know that's what I'm saying. I mean, you ain't got no problem. You straight up, you just trying to race, so am I. You know, but I want to kind of sort of get a lock in because pretty much
what I'm going to do, what I'm going to have to do is damn it, drive across America. Man, I already got hotel rooms and all the other shit booked in Louisiana. I came back out on that, but I'm just saying, you want to make action? Shit, we could do it Sunday at Kennedy, you know what I mean? That way we both have, we going to get this out the way, because right now you up on me, you know what I mean? You got that, you got that sweet punk out money. So just let me know, what you want to do now, but I kind of need to lock some shit in because, you know, that kind of affects my schedule of what time I'm going to leave Louisiana. And I know I know Jackie's on the line, I know Tony's on the line, and they're both probably going, shit, we're going to go down that race Saturday and come back Sunday. Y'all probably ain't going to do it, but I tell you what, I'll put a skeleton crew together just to run you. If you want to make action, I mean, hey, we can do it. I just want the same races in Temple, bro. I want 250 on 1,000 or better, locked in, 830, lanes, Kennedale, let's go. I mean, my deal was something small, and I'll be straight up with you. First pass, driver fucking era, less than second gear. Second pass, little old tiny digit set came loose. No big deal. Car's fixed, ready to go. I just want to know if you can give me that same courtesy for Sunday.
I'll lock it in with you, man, after bit.
All right, bet that. See, that's what I'm talking about. See, you come on, you tell people you're ready to race, you fucking racing. I love it. You know what I mean? That's how it works.
I'll lock it in with you, Flip, man. You know it ain't. You already know it ain't nothing, man. We know already talking. It ain't nothing.
Yeah,
we lock it.
Oh yeah, you're damn right. I mean, you're a straight up guy, dude. I mean, I agree. I mean, a lot of times people want to fight and argue. And I mean, you was pretty straight up last time. We straight up now. Shit, you said fuck it. I'm gonna give you a chance to get your money back. Bet that 250 on 1,000. Cool. We done. We locked in at 8:30 at Kennedale on Sunday. So literally, I'm gonna leave Louisiana in the morning. I'm probably gonna go straight from the Louisiana track straight to Kennedale. I probably won't even take a bath. I'm probably gonna fucking stink the whole time.
Shit, I'm gonna be at, that's what I'm saying. I'm gonna be at Kennedale Saturday at the back half shootout, racing other people there.
Yeah, well, I can't do that, man. I already committed. It's a big race, you know, to go out there. It's a lot of fun when you go out of town. You get to mix it up with different people. A lot of people don't know you. They don't know your car. You got a greater possibility to catch races. You know what I'm saying? Around here, everybody know you. Blah blah blah. They kind of got an idea what you run, and either they want to try you because they think they know, or they don't want to try you at all because they think they know. Either way, they ain't really trying to do nothing, you know what I'm saying? I mean, there's people out here that run, but that's the way, you know, 75% of it goes. That's why you can go out of town, and a lot of people don't know who you are, and that's the reason why I'm going out of town. And this is a lot of fun, man. But anyways, that's cool. I'll get off the line. Texas, number 1, 2, and 3 in my book, number 1 in my book, and shit, I got a locked-in race on Sunday, you know what I mean? So even if I break like last time, I will show up to Kennedale and you will get free money. You know what I mean? I bet that.
It ain't gonna be free, Flip, but we're gonna see.
Yeah,
Tommy.
Yeah.
All right. Then Flip, they got that deal. So okay, Sharon, gonna go to line two. We got who else got a comment? Hey guys, step up. Don't sit back talking
about. Somebody was calling your name.
It's Bushman. Hey, Tommy.
Yeah.
You don't consider Alabama and Memphis and they got East Coast, is it, man?
No, Alabama, Mississippi, Louisiana,
yeah, Mississippi,
those are not East Coast. You got to get to Georgia. You know, you start going Georgia, Florida, South Carolina, North Carolina,
yeah,
Maryland.
Yeah, they all in there, too. They don't just know East Coast. It's them states, too, over there, man. You got West, them over there,
yeah,
man. You got
a lot of
motherfuckers, man.
We talking about the states. We talking about which state you think is the hottest. With them doing their thing out there, with them out there in Hot Springs, Mississippi. I mean, you know, we got guys on here from Mississippi. If they want to come push your one button and talk about that, that's on them. We just asking people their opinion. Which state you think got the hottest and the, maybe got the best horse races and, you know, who's hot right now and why you think that? I mean, you know, we like you say, we got a lot of cars here. They do a lot of racing. You can't take that away from them. They're not close to states, but, hey, all them guys out there are not from Carolina, but, you know, they do a lot of racing in Carolina. So, hey, Alabama people, they got tracks in Alabama. They do a lot of racing. That, hey, it's up to them guys to come on in and push the one button. Whoever loves their state to push it, you know. So we just don't want to know what the people think, what the fans and the racers think, how we fare across the country when it comes to groomers racing. I definitely think we're in the top. I definitely think Texas is in the top three. So, you know, that's my opinion.
No doubt.
You know, I, that's my opinion, and we want to hear what some folks say. If you think different, let us know. The Groomers World want to know, man. We definitely trying to work on what we do as a Groomers World out here in Texas, and we definitely trying to step our game up to what we can be known. As big as this state is, big as this state is, and we got some close states around where people willing to come there and participate, I don't see why we can't be the number one state in the country when it comes to grudge racing. You speak about Carolina. Okay, you speak about South Carolina. They got a lot of racing. They do a lot of racing out there because they go right there at Macon, and they go right there, which is in Georgia, which is right next to Carolina, and they go right there at the Half a Hook. You know, they got a lot of races going out there. But we have as many race cars
on the valley
as they have in them two or three states out here right here in the state of Texas. You know. So, hey, push the one button. Somebody help me out here. Let's see what you got to say. We want to hear what you got to say. I guarantee you, people right now discussing amongst each other their opinions. Push the one button. Let the growing world know what you think. Don't be ashamed to come on here and say what you feel. You feel like that about your state, or you don't feel like that about your state, or you think we lack it in some areas. Hey, put it out here. Hey, the growing world want to know.
Right, Top, your mic's open.
Hey, how you doing, Miss Sharon? Hey, what's going on with you, Tracy?
What's going on, man?
Hey, not a whole lot. I like to just make a comment on your topic tonight. You know, I guess I'm more of a racer than a fan. But I would say that I would have to put North Carolina, South Carolina first on the map and then Detroit. I think I think what's really going on in the state of Texas. Well, I speak with Houston because I live in Houston. I think that some of what's going on down here in Houston is a lot of people take it so personal in the grudge game, man. You know, and you know, once it start getting personal, you know, people want to, you know, start fist fighting and, you know, all of that noise, man. You know. So that kind of hurts the grudge game, man. You know what I'm saying? I think like yours kind of helps the grudge game because, you know, like how, I guess, like how you and Pro Stock got into it not too long ago. Not got into it, but, you know, that smack talk. And that, I don't know. I think a lot of people in the grudge game and that comes to the races for grudge racing, they like to see that, man. And we don't really have that, man. You see what I'm saying? On the East Coast, you really see a lot of smack talking. You know, I've been to two races now in North Carolina. Well, one was in South Carolina and one was in North Carolina. And both of the races that I seen up there, they were doing a lot of smack talking. You see what I'm saying? It was no fist fighting and none of that stuff. You see what I'm saying? Dudes are always talking about, you know, locking in. You know, not too many people down here really want to lock in. You see what I'm saying? And I think that's what's, you know, that's what's hurting the game, too, is that a lot of people don't really want to lock in. Everybody want to get to this track, you know, knowing that a racist is 3 months out and then come to the race and start, you know, making four or five shakedowns and then say their car is not ready. You know what I'm saying? And I think that's kind of hurting the game, too. But then on the other hand, you know, I hate to, you know, I just got a lot of bases I want to touch right here. But the other thing is that, you know, I'm thinking, like, what I see in on the East Coast, man, is that usually when they have if somebody got a locked-in race, the promoter would throw money up on top of the race, like, you know, like what Pro Stock doing. I mean, not Pro Stock, I'm sorry, but Mississippi Joe is doing. You see what I'm saying? He said he was going to add on $400 or $500 on certain races that's going to go on in Louisiana
this weekend, God's willing. You know what I'm saying? And I think that's a plus for the Grudge game, man. I think that's a plus for the Grudge game, man. You know what I'm saying? You got a lot of people coming down from Houston, coming up to Dallas. I think somebody should throw a couple of dollars in. You know what I'm saying? To help out. You know what I'm saying? To make it a little bit interesting. And that's the reason why a lot of dudes are not traveling, man.
Okay, Ragtop. You hit on some things, good point. So you another one out here that feel like East Coast here. I mean, you can't knock what they do out there. You're right. I mean, we have some good shows out here. We step up, have some real good shows. But like you say, when it comes to grudge racing is a bad boy sport, and people come with that bad boy flavor. Fans, they know that that's going to happen, and they know them guys just doing it. You're right. Big shows that go on out there, for instance, when the World Grudge National in Rockham, North Carolina, there was a lot of grudge races going on. It probably over 30, 40, 50 grudge races went down that day, and it was so much smack talk going around that, but not one time did I see it get to where somebody wanted to fight. Because they know that's what's going with it. So, guys, handle it well. Hey, we are stepping up. I believe we're going to step up, and we're going to continue to do it. And guys just got to understand and not let it be so personal. The guys, actually, when you go to that smack talk, man, at height, they trying to get in your head.
All it is, man.
They trying to find an edge, but they want to bet their money. If they going to rattle you, get you out your game, or whatever they think they can do, that's what they going to do. Man, this shit is not personal. It's entertainment.
This is
entertainment. They're trying to get to the line and make a great race, win a little money, let the spectators see. Hey, they talk that smack over on the side, then they went up to the line and they went down that track. That's what it's about. It ain't about the personal stuff. And you made a good point. Guys here, some guys is young to the game, it's not quite understanding on the magnitude of what grudge racing is all about. It's a bad boy sport. I'm cocky. I got a grudge against you. I can beat you. I'm a badass. You ain't shit. Man, them guys ain't needed that personal. Them guys ain't trying to get in your head. Fans love. That's why people like grudge racing. That's why a lot of fans come to these shows. They like to see when somebody lock in. They like to see when that smack talk go. You're right. We lacking a little bit in that, but I think that we still working on trying to make it better. But you said a very important point, guys, kind of quick. Don't wear it on your sleeve. Once it's over with, hey, me and Postdoc Joe, we'll get on this show. We'll go at it. At the end of the day, me and Postdoc Joe, we all right. We understand what we're doing. Chad can't get on here. We go at it. Batman, anybody. But at the end of the day, we don't be getting anything where it's personal that we want to pit fight. It ain't about that racing. Mm-hmm. It's about making action, trying to make some kind of race, trying to see if we get something lined up, trying to get fans to come out here and help these tracks make money and help these races have a good time. That's what it's about. It ain't about trying to get to no blows. For the guys who take this stuff too personal, don't wear it on your shoulder. We got to fix things. We got to step up and do what we got to do in our part in this game, man. It's going to take each and every one. When we see it come to that, God, don't instigate it. Pull your guy to the side.
Hey, Trace, I wanted to make another point, too, man. It's like, most of your shows, man, you try to get a lot of locked-in races, man. And Batman do, too, man. You know what I'm saying? He tried to get a locked-in races, man. And that's what us fans is wanting to see, man. They want to see locked-in races. That's kind of like, it's almost a guarantee, man. You know what I'm saying? That we're going to see some racing, man. You know what I'm saying? And if you ain't got no locked-in races, you know what I'm saying? Me as a fan, I don't know if I really want to show. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to be honest with you, man. But on the other hand, man, on another tip, man, I wanted to see if you could probably see if you can get a Bird on the line, man, Troy Bird.
Say, right, Ragtop?
Yeah.
You want to hear some goddamn good smack talking?
Yeah, man.
He'll go way back too. You want to see some goddamn smack talk shit? Look at the little clip, man. He'll be on. Go on at it, man.
Hey, man, you taught me a lesson one day, bro, when you was talking crazy to me, man. And I was just like, oh, who this is? You know what I'm saying? You know, I'm not
I got hung up for a second.
You know what I'm saying? And I said, and you said, man, this is all about the grudge, man. You see what I'm saying? And that really taught me a lesson. You know what I'm saying? You know, I've been watching you, Bushnell, you know what I'm saying? And you do your thing, bro. You know, I'm not going to take none from you, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to give all my people, you know, people in general, you know, their props when it comes to it, man. And you do your thing, man, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but, man. It's for fucking goddamn action, like a Tommy Dollar say, man. Some of the people don't know how to do that smack talk shit, man. It's just a normal shit, you know? I've been around the shit with Isaiah with Jarvis and Don Joseph and... Man, I can go way back with this shit, man. So I know some good smack talk shit. Ain't nothing about none of that, man. It ain't nothing but good smack talk shit, man.
Hey, family, every time I see you talk shit to a lot of people, man, I see some of them. I'm not going to say all of them, but some of them take that shit personal, man, and that's not cool, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm a fan too, man. I see them dogs when they get to barking, and half of the time that's because they starting to bark because they really want to back up. You see what I'm saying? And I'm not going to mention, you know, some of the people or some of the events or some of the races that I've seen where somebody really wants to back up, but they went to huffing. You know what I'm saying? But, Ms. Sharon, if possible, could you see if you get Troy Bird on?
She's in the program. We'll get her to get Troy Bird on. Also, somebody out there, Donnie Boy. If you out there, anybody with a dining board camp or something like that, hey, Undertaker Racing is looking for you. You can give him a holler. Undertaker Racing want to shout at you. So, Undertaker has read you. So, you want to holler. Is anybody with a dining board camp out there? So, Sharon, if you can get Troy Bird on, we want to hear from him. See if you can get him on. Then go to the next call before you go, though. Who we got?
Hey, is Boom on the show? Hey, Boom, if you on the show, hit the number one button, bro.
I'll try to get Troy on. AD, Aaron, your mic is open.
Hey, how y'all doing? That was an accident. I accidentally pushed the one button. Good luck to everybody for the next grudge race. Try to get off the mic right quick.
I'm going to go ahead and close you back out then.
Keith, what's going on, Tommy Dog?
What's going on, man?
Hey, man, long time no talk to, man. Man, I'm really enjoying the show, man. I kind of been missing an action, man, you know, starting other little business and everything. But, man, you know what? These guys are talking some real talk, man, and it is time out for all that drama, man, you know, because I bumped and grind with somebody before, man, and I tell you, man, look here, it would even come to the firm reunion, man, you know, it just don't go for all that stuff, man, but, you know, I'm the king of the bumping, and I'm willing to back it up, you understand, but I got a word that somebody was calling me out, you understand me, and they welcome to give me a call, you understand me, but...
Hold on, Hater Shaker. We're not gonna let you run through it like this. You say you got word somebody. Who calling you out? Let the world know.
You're not letting me finish, Tommy Dog. I just told you, Nate Dog, get at me. You understand me? Tinker, you're around here tinkerbelling. You know what I'm saying? Get at me. You know, you really want me? Here I go. You feel me? So I'm back now. You understand me? Yeah, I hibernated for a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Started another little business and everything. But guess what? I knocked
on the phone.
Hold
on. We don't get Tinker on the phone. You're going too fast. I know you say you talk a lot of shit. You're doing a good job, but you call the name. You ain't giving him a chance to respond. Tinker, the man called your name. You can push the one button. You got something you want to say to that man. Anybody know he also called, what name?
Nate Dogg.
He out on the phone. Get Nate Dogg in on it. Get him on here. Hater Shaker bumping. We're going to see if he's going to grind. Tinker, push the one button. You got something to say to Hater Shaker? I think Tinker done ran in the goddamn bushes. Sharon, you didn't mute his mic, did you?
I got a stick to beat them bushes and get him up out of there. I mean, he need to come on with it, you understand? I'm here now, you know what I'm saying? Where he at, you know? But, Nate, you've been asking for me, baby. You go, too. Yeah, real talk. You go, too. Do what you got to do with that big tractor motor. Come on with it. We're going to make it happen. Yeah, little bit of motor I got. We're going to make it happen.
Hold on. Hold on, Haters Shaker. We're going to get Tinker. We're going to get Tinker for you. His ass might have went in the bushes. He been bumping pretty good, so you called his name. So I definitely want to get him on Nate. Anybody get Nate Dog? Get Nate Dog on here. Haters Shaker say he ready to rumble, man.
Is that Nate Dog in Houston?
Yeah,
yes,
Nate Dog in Houston.
With the Ventura,
yeah.
He might have went to lose out. I wouldn't give it up. Go get him. What's the hell?
Oh,
go get him.
Man. Somebody find Nate, man.
Yeah, it's
Freddy
going down just like
on.
That.
Okay, hey, Nate, hey, hold on. Somebody call for Troy Bird. What's up, Troy Bird?
Hey, how you doing, sir?
Somebody on here call for you. That's Troy Bird. If you call Troy Bird's name, then he is talking to him.
Hey, what's up? What's up with you, Bird? This Rat Cop, man.
What's that, Mathieu?
Hey, not a whole lot, man. I saw you. You looking pretty good out there at Temple, man. So, you know, I've been trying to get at you for a minute, bro. You know, so I want to see if you'll come down for Alleycats racing. We can probably do something, man.
When is the Alleycat race?
That's the 23rd, I believe.
23rd?
Yeah. Of November.
Which one of my cars you want to do it with?
Huh? That black one that you had at Temple?
No,
I don't want no parts of the red one, man. That's just a little bit too hot for me, bro.
What about my two-tone, my black and gray one?
Oh, I haven't even seen that one, family. I haven't even seen that car. That's the ghost car for me. I'm just talking about the car that I seen, man. You know, I got a little small block on stock suspension, man, on true 28 10.5s, man. Not a W, not an 11.5, a true 28 10.5.
Yeah, but the one you seen, you know, that's full interior. I got one set up just like the one you got, a two-tone set up just like that one.
Oh, yeah, I'm not running no ghost cars. I'm not even going to try to lock in with one or talk crazy to the one, man. You might have a big ass hood scoop when I see you. No, I ain't gonna go to that way.
It's still gonna be stock. I tell you what, I might even come with some 28 on a 9-inch tire instead of 10-inch, 10.5.
It really don't really matter what you came with, bro. It's a ghost car, man. It's a ghost car. I'm not going to even try to. I'm not even going to lock in with you or even say nothing with you about no ghost car. But I did. You look good, man. You know your car look good. You know. I seen a couple of shakedowns and you look good, bro. You know, and like I say, I've been trying to get at you for a minute. So I just thought, you know, I'd get half Tracy or Miss Sherry. You know, trying to get at you, man.
Oh,
well,
I just bought that car out, so you can't be talking about that one. That one ain't been out that long.
Yeah, I've been saying you should down at Tracy racing in that car. I've been seeing that car, the black
good,
one,
man.
That you had at Temple.
And he said it looked good, man.
You said what?
I said I did take it down there.
Yeah, I've been seeing that car, bro.
It looked good, Ragtop.
Yeah, it looked good, man.
Yeah, well there it is, dear.
Yeah, it look good. I don't take it from nobody, bro. I'm a congratulator, man. Ain't no hater. Ain't no hater shake. Ain't no hater going through these veins, bro.
Yeah, I understand that. But what I'm saying is your car is a carload. Your car got carloads on it. We still got our everything is ours still stock. We still got our bumper support and front and back and everything in that car.
Yeah.
Hey, y'all got 2 minutes.
All the car is even in stock, but it's not a carload car, but I mean, It's lighter than the one that I'm driving, so you know it'd be better off to run that one. I'll run that one with you.
Yeah.
All day.
I haven't even seen it, bro. I have to see it. I'm not saying that you know y'all got to see some shakedowns and nothing like that. I got to see the car, man. You know what I'm saying? I'll be honest with you, bro.
Okay, y'all got 1 minute.
I tell you, if it got any cuts on, I pay the money off.
If it got any cuts.
No mini club, no nothing.
It got a cage in it. That's a cut.
Well, you know what I'm talking
30
about.
Seconds, y'all.
Yeah, you got jokes, whoever that is. I know you got jokes. I know that ain't Batman.
No, that's somebody else, man.
I know it ain't. You know, I just thought I'd throw that out there, bro.
All right, Tracy, mute your mic. Hey, the Shaker, where you at? I'm right here, baby.
Your goddamn ass on the phone. What's up, man?
I'm right here, baby. What's going down with you?
Same thing on your mind. What you want to do?
Hey, man, if you change your mind, call my name when you sleep. I heard you been waking up at 2 o'clock in the morning screaming, well, here I go, goddamn it, what the business is.
Okay, so you know, Etiquette Race coming up real soon. What you want to do? I don't know.
I'm going to be there. Where you going to be?
Where you at? Right next to you, walking you through there?
There it is. There it is. We're going to get that down.
Okay.
Now, I got you out the way. Now,
what car you got?
Wait your turn. Say what?
What car? The Stipulate, what car? What car? What you in the Stipulate car? The same car, right?
The same car, baby. I mean, you don't want to see no parts of the Nova, so we're going to just stick with the Camaro. Stick with what you can bite on. Don't bite on nothing you can chew. You might choke.
Okay. Okay.
What car is it? Okay. What car is he locking in? What car is he trying to race?
That's what I'm talking about. He's talking about
Hater Shaco.
Your great Camaro. What kind? How some it?
79 Camaro, dog. You want to know everything else? What else you want to know?
Well, I mean, you know.
What car is it?
Gotta be serious.
What color is it?
Smoke gray.
Smoke gray?
Got a Hater Shaco on the hood scoop. Yes, sir. I don't own a bunch of them. Just only one of them, sir.
Okay.
Now we got that out of the way. Where you at, Nate, dog? You need to scream at me. I've been down for 9 months. Y'all been bumping and grinding, chucking rocks on your damn heads. Well, here I go. So what the business is? Quit screaming and hollering under your breath. Now let's talk. Talk business.
Yeah, you get Nate down in the camp on their phone. Do you get them on the phone? Anybody get Nate on their phone? Can they get Nate on? Hater Shaco going wild. Can somebody get somebody from Nate down camp on their phone?
I'm going to keep it real with you, Tracy. It's a bad thing, man. When folks sit there, man, you know what I'm saying? You really ain't about to race, gang. You're kind of doing something on a second level. And they ain't buffing the ground. They hide their hands. You know, I just don't understand that. You understand me? You know, that's good business. You understand me? Let's race, goddamn. You know what I'm saying? Let's make it happen, baby. You know?
You said you were saying about them. Yeah.
Y'all might need to trade him, check him down to Mississippi. He might be in Mississippi. We gonna drag him back down here. He goes.
Okay,
Big D, we talking about you too. You know what I'm saying? He's sitting up here hollering about he hibernating. He need one header. Do anybody on the mic got a header this man can borrow? So he get the header truck out of him. I'm thinking of trying him chucking M&M's out of this bitch. You know, I'm ready to race. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? He need to wipe that sand. Wipe that sand while we got there, and we're going to make it happen. Yeah.
Big D. Man calling him a name, Big D.
He's calling the whole name. You need to come on with it, Trace. I'm sick and tired of it now. I'm for real. I'm back. Let's do this.
Hey, the man is out there. This is the Brewers World. If you're out there, you know, I want to come get you out there bushes. I'm going to give you a chance. The man out of your name. You come on and tell the man he ain't ready. There you go, Big B. He just stepped up to the plate. Let's get him on here.
Big D, your mic is open.
What's going on? Hello, I don't know what's going on.
Man, don't get on here talking all fast, acting like you Bush Hill and shit, man.
Well, you know what? I'm sick and tired of you fighting these missed signals. You've been bumping and grinding for a minute, man. Now, here we go. Now, what's the business here? Somebody on here got a header you can borrow. I tell you what, I'm going to buy the hell of gasket, I'm going to buy the hell of screws, now damn it, you buy the hell of screws, what the
hell?
And you're going to drive your own car, quit letting other folk get in the bed with your old lady, you drive your own car, I'm going to drive mine, you drive yours, how about this?
Oh, there you go, yeah. Protect on the race now, come on, man.
Okay, what you talking about? You want a Big D? I ain't sure what shit you did.
Be there on the 23rd, baby.
Be there on the 23rd. I'm working on that, man. I can't promise it to you, but
you can't
I'm
promise
on
me.
It.
You've been promising every damn thing else. Why you can't promise that?
Man, I ain't talk to you, man. Go on with that bullshit.
You've been talking
about
that.
Like
I
said,
I told y'all I was going to get out of here. So what's the business?
If I'm there, we'll do it, okay? If
I'm there.
Don't get that
somebody.
Listen, let me tell you something. You done went, bunch of little money, got your little ass in your bed. You should have got your fucking motor worked on because you're going to need another one. But anyway, don't get there hollering about you need to test and tune. You still tuning your fucking car. I want to hear all that shit, bro. 23rd,
if I'm
there,
your ass line
up. That's all.
I just told you. I told you where I'm going to be on the 23rd. Where you going to be? You need to knock the dust off that big rabbit motherfucker. Come on up out here. Let's do it.
I'm at work, man. But look here. On the 23rd, if I'm there.
I'm going to stick my hand on your dress, boy. You need to come on with it. Prepare with me.
Oh, man. You're killing me, man.
Tracy, will you please give me a race for that one to bump and grind on the 23rd?
How many races you want? You got Tinker. How many races you want?
Well, brother, by now, still ain't got but one locked up, and Tinker might not show up because he's friends with Big D, and they're probably going to let me tell him, Bumper got Purple on. I'm going to bring a bunch of pink up there because Bumper got Purple on.
So,
Big D, you
got to
holler at that man.
That dude was talking
you bad, man.
I can't hear. I couldn't hear. Some people
were
talking. What's up?
Big D, that man hollering you bad as hell, man. Do something with that man.
Let me tell you something, man. Pal, let's say any motherfucking thing to you, bro. When we see on the 23rd, what fucking happened, okay? I'm through with all that talk. I don't do all that shit talking, bro.
Okay.
Hey.
All I got to say all these 100 folk on the line, could somebody please let this man borrow a damn pedal? Please.
Hey, Big D. Tell him we ain't got to wait till the 23rd. How about that?
Yeah, do whatever
you
it takes.
So you right around here bumping and grinding. You need to get at me as soon as you can, sir. Because you ain't doing nothing for throwing rocks out your damn hand. I already know what you all about, sir.
Hey, why don't you come
and back
y'all next
week, man?
It's all coming back there, Hey, come to the game next weekend. Can you do that? Say what?
I do this shit last weekend.
Can you come to the game next weekend?
No, sir.
Next
time.
I'm right here.
I don't have time to run all over the city right now. All I can tell you is you be down here on the 23rd, put it on your list, get the M&Ms out your pocket too, because I know Big D gave you a handful of. So all I can tell you is come on down here, let's get it.
Say, man.
Go forward. Go ahead.
I'll see you on the 23rd.
Say, man.
I'm here, sir. See, y'all do this shit last week, man. Say what? Man, I ain't been on this show in months, man. I just got my car back. I don't bump and grind without my car, man. I'm bumping and grinding now because I got my baby back. You feel me? But guess what? She ready to dance. So if you want to get a dance, goddamn it, let's make a date. How about that?
23rd.
Don't get quiet now. Come on with it, baby.
Say, what kind of car you got, man?
That did not come out, sir. Who am I speaking with?
That's
obvious,
but
you don't know me.
Big car car?
No, sir. Very small car. Little old daddy mode. Ain't no folk nothing. I'm getting at the people that's been getting at me.
Oh,
man,
I'm about to do some serious shit. I'm going to take a look for a ring.
I thought this was some serious business, man. Say, Tracy, I appreciate y'all, man. Whenever you find somebody with some heart and want to pull their panties off and put some goddamn drawers on or some boxes on, tell them to holler at me, man. I'm out. Later.
Man, he was saying, okay, all right. He was saying, come on here, so. All right, Sherry, go. You got another call.
We don't have any more hands up right now.
You got another hands up? Okay, let me see what I had here. Undertaker say he want to do something with you. He said he got a lot of noise. He on here listening, but he can't talk. But Undertaker,
we can do something on the 7th. We got to do something on the 7th. We can't just do all of them at Attic Cat Race, goddamn. We got to do something on the 7th.
Do both of them, right?
What's on the 7th, man? Where they going to be at on 7th at?
Like You can lock him in for two. You can lock him in for Allegan race, then turn around and do it one. Atomic Dog got $1 race, wait December 7th. Oh. You can lock him for both races.
Oh. Okay, that's what I'm talking about. What you think? Whatever that shaker name boy a while ago, that shaker fella.
Hey, the shaker.
Talk shaker. He's the talk shaker. He ain't no hater shaker. He's the talk shaker. Talk shaker. What's up, buddy? Want to do something more? What you want to do? On the 23rd and on the 7th, what's going on your mind?
He muted his mic.
If he listening, y'all can hear.
He's listening. He texted me saying he got a lot of noise. He can't talk, but he's on here listening, so.
Where they going to be at on the 7th?
Dallas Raceway. Crandall.
Oh, Dallas Raceway. Who race that is?
That's Atomic Dog showed up racing.
Oh, okay. November?
Undertaker.
December 7th.
Oh, December. Okay, all right, okay.
Woo! Undertaker, you hear that? You heard that? December 7th, me and you.
He said, yeah, lock in for November 23rd in Houston. Do it again, win, lose, or draw. Y'all lock in two races, do both races. Undertaker fell off, so I think she was going to try to get him back on here. So,
yeah.
Reggie got a text. Reggie, hold on, you got an order. He said he's calling right now. We'll see if we get Reggie on here. Hold on. Hold on, let's see if I find it. Let's see if I find it. Let's see if I find it. Go ahead. Anybody got to push one button? You got something you want to say? You got a lock in, you walk? Let me go to Allen and take here. Hold on. I see him right there. Hold on.
Is this on here tonight?
Hold on, Undertaker coming out of them bushes. Hold on. 832-2534. Undertaker, go ahead. Your mic is out.
Take a bell.
What's going on, Taker?
Look at you done a lot of stuff, first of all. Who are you? Dress yourself, baby.
You got my charger?
Yeah, what's up? Your name, Taker, sir?
Man.
Hold on, Shaker.
So you still want to lock in or you want to look at it first?
Well, I want to see the same thing we're supposed to be locking in about. So what changed about it? Kevin, talk to me.
Nah, hey, give me a call, man. That's all. Just give me a call.
Hey, Shaker, what's up, man?
Right here,
bro. What's up? You want to do two races? You want to do one on the 23rd and one on the 7th?
Say
that
again.
Want to do two races? You speak Spanish or English? What do you speak?
Who am I talking to?
Address yourself when you're talking to Mr. Shaker.
Now again, address yourself.
Hey. I feel Do you want to run two races on the 23rd and the
7th? Man, I just asked you a question. Man, I don't even know who I'm talking to, sir.
Must be, come on, man. Come on, man.
Oh, you one of the names that I called out. Address yourself.
Yeah, I'm
one
of the names.
Hey, I had a second. That's Tinkle. That's Tinkle you're talking to.
Okay, what's up, Mr. Tinkle? Not talking business. Now I know what's all about. Now, what's up with it?
Do you want to do two races on the 23rd?
I thought we already talked about this, sir. I don't have to go back and forth.
Well, I want to get more out of you. That's my point. I want to get more out of you, goddamn man. I want to
let you
keep talking.
You
got to
get the first lick first, goddamn it. But you know
what?
You got to
probably do two races. You want to do two races?
You got to play something. Do something. Bottom line, sir, all you need to do is be there on the 23rd. We're going to make something happen. I don't even know nothing about you. But you know what? You bump so much, I'm willing to buck you. I'm willing to buck you, sir.
Okay, so we're going to do two races?
What you want about two races? Let's do first race first, baby. You might sit there
well,
and
lock in two
first race. Watch what
they
watch that tree you barking up. Watch that tree you barking up. That coon may come out and tag your ass up. All I'm saying is let's get the first race out of the way. Then we'll talk.
Let's lock in two races. Why we can't lock in two races?
Hey, man, we locked in a race, are we not? I need to move on to somebody that's talking business. You said one race, we're going to race. If we want to do it again, we'll do it again if I feel like
yeah,
it.
Okay, all right,
man.
All right. Okay.
Now, you want to do
see you on Twitter.
We're going to bump. We're going to ride. That's it.
See you on Twitter, sir.
I just told you that. We went and went all this over there. What you amnesia or something? You forgot? Goddamn. Oh, 10 minutes ago.
Okay. See you on Twitter,
oh,
sir.
There it is. Get off the line. Anybody else? What my other boy here? Goddamn. What Nate dog? Goddamn. I'm sick of it. Come on with it.
If anybody got Nate Dawg on the phone, Porsche 1 phone, somebody take me Nate Dawg's number. I try to get him. I don't have Nate Dawg's number. Somebody take it to me. We'll try to get him. Or somebody can get him on the street. We'll get him over. So, hey, the ticker been calling.
DJ.
Okay, Sarah, you had that? Jackie. Hold on, let me get this guy on right here. I think you got somebody want to holler at
somebody.
Hold on. C-Town
Tony.
You want C-Town
Tony's mic open?
Yeah,
what's
C-Town Tony's mic?
C-Town Tony's mic is open. Who was that trying to race Dallas Nightmare?
Alley Cat
want to do something down there in Louisiana this weekend.
Alley Cat, did Alley Cat drop off?
He dropped off. I'll see if I can get him back on.
Get him back on. There's a man trying to take him somewhere. Alley Cat want to come on here and see if he can get him back on.
If he don't want to do it then, we'll do it at your race.
All right, get him on here and see him. Come on here. We'll try to get Alley Cat on here and see what you guys really want to do. What do you want to do? Okay, while we get him on here, anybody else got something? I got somebody want to call out, man. We're getting close to the end of the year, man. We're coming up on something, so, you know, hey, got to make something happen, man.
Yeah.
Oh, hold on. Hey, Shaker.
Yes,
you
sir.
Didn't take tell me
yes,
Nate Dawg's number. You've been out of Nate Dawg. I don't see nobody pushing the hand up. I got him on. Send me his number and I'll try to see if I get it.
Trace, let me help you out, man. It ain't gonna happen. Cause I'm sick and tired of folks throwing rocks hiding their hands, you feel me? That's what's been going on for a minute, you feel me? So I'm here now. That's what the business is, Tracy, you know.
Okay. I feel you, man. Ain't nothing wrong with that. You back up and running. You're sticking out here. You're beating on your chest like you're a bear. All you got to do is get to the track and try to get to the line.
That ain't never been no problem. You can actually see that. That has never been a problem for me to get up green because I ran beside him before. So that ain't no. I'm not afraid of nothing. I've had ass whoopings all my life. So trust me, they got a brainstorm to get some though.
I know that right, though. He's trying to find you another race. Right now, you and Tinker got something going for 23rd, so You want to do another one, John? See if we can find somebody. Accommodation. In the meantime, we're trying to get out of camp. Somebody wants to try to go down on out of camp, see what he want to do. Give me a minute. Got a lot of hands out here. Anybody else got somebody want to go down on? Push the one button. Hey. So you're coming to the end of the year, might as well try to get something going.
Good shit.
Okay, I don't know if she's able to get out of cat just yet.
Alicat didn't answer, Tracy.
Alicat didn't answer?
No.
Okay. Maybe a call. You got somebody probably can get him on there. Okay. We'll go down the line. I mean, he didn't call, so we got a few more minutes for you. Get this thing done. So, anybody else got something they want to holler about or want to share something on this topic tonight? You can't tell me, just hang on. We're going to try to make that happen for you. Anybody out here got an opinion about this topic tonight, what they think? We had a few people come on here right now, seem like to me. Right now, I guess most of these people, you know, seem like the East Coast might be a little bit ahead of us. So, hey, we got the Panthers. We're in the top. We're probably in the top three. We're trying to do our best. We're going to try to check this thing up coming off into 2014. So we're going to be moving around more, trying to bring more action some kind of way when it comes to growth racing. So we got to continue to try to do our part, man. With Texas, well, we can be number one, not two or three, you know.
Heard that shit.
Anybody else got anything on that, want to talk about it, what they think? Don't be shy, man. Let your voice be heard. Push the one button. No matter where you're from, people, you're probably in growers racing all over the world. You see it on YouTube. You see it by going to races, different towns, different states. Hey,
yep.
How do you feel? Let us know. We want to hear from some new blood. We got some new blood out there listening. We got a full show, a lot of people on here. The guys just sit back and want to hear, but hey, guys, we want some of you guys to step up. Y'all important to the game, whether you have a race car or whether you're just a fan. You're important to the game. We do this because we love it, and we couldn't do it, and we couldn't be nobody with the grudge racing without the spectators. So we always invite the spectators wanting to share their opinion. That's why we love to do it, because we love to do it, but more so we love for people to be in the stands and these spectators to come and enjoy it. Us bracing each other, so that's why we do it. We do it because we love it, and we need you to be a big part of it. We appreciate what you're doing coming out and supporting these shows. So come on here and let your voice be heard. Let some of these racers know who you are, who's some of your favorite racers. Push the one button to talk to some of these people while we try to get Nate Dogg. I still ain't got Nate Dogg. I know somebody out there got Nate Dogg's phone number. This man been calling for Nate Dogg every time he do come on the show. He's been missing in action for a while, but looks like he's up and running. He got a little offer, so we got one race locked in. The Taker's going to go down on him at the Atticus race over with 20 triggers. So.
Hey, Tracy.
Go ahead.
On the topic, man, you talking about the state to state. Hell, I think Texas is going to be the baddest state around. We the only ones that have been to the East Coast, a little bit of the West Coast, and the East Coast.
Yeah,
they
don't come out here. You're right.
You know, Scott Birdman, you got Motion Racing, Roy James, all them boys that went over there, and, you know, they boycotted Bird from running in one of the backhand shootouts. You know, when you see backhand, you can say what power added. So I'm going to say Texas.
Yeah, you got a point there.
As a whole, when it comes to traveling, me personally, you know, I might be saying it might be Texas bias, but for us racers, they come the furthest and done travel to different parts. I would say Texas probably done made the furthest travel in any state other than I got from Stash and Real Dick Father of mine that came from California. They traveled all the way out to Georgia. They came the furthest at one time, but as Moses had traveled more often, I would say Texas is the leading state for traveling the most distance. And I think some stuff in that part of the boys living in Chicago, they travel. We got to travel a long way to come from Texas. And that's right. They're going to have to return the favor more often in 2014. So, you know, That's what I said about that.
Mississippi Joe over there beating on his chest about the baddest back half in the country. But when Birdman comes show up, he can't race. So, I mean, who the back?
Yeah, Mississippi Joe, he hollered about the 29. That's his deal. Mississippi Joe, he hollered about the 29 deal. I don't think he got a back half with a big time, and he's staying on 29.
I said Mississippi Joe. I'm sorry. I mean, Pro Stock Joe.
Oh, yeah, Pro Stock Joe. You know, we've been going to get his main man, which is Big Sexy. Big Sexy, his number one main. We had to get Big Sexy to travel past Alabama.
Yeah.
So, hopefully 2014, Big Sexy will come this way. So, you know, you're right. I mean, we definitely got to find ways to get more than one of them to come one at a time to Texas. Texas go out that way more than one at a time. So we got work to do over the one. We're going to continue to do it. But, hey, here's what it is. We're going to keep on doing them folks out there. They know us. They know us in the growth world. Well, we can't run around
that.
Somebody got the background noise. Hold on, Doug. I can hear myself. Somebody's close to a computer. There's some background noise. So you check your mic. If you're not talking, can you mute your mic? Drown some of that noise. I'm going to go ahead, Doug.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, you doing all right, man. What's going on?
Oh, man, I've been talking with, you know, we had our last little race down here Friday night, and I talk with people down here about the grudge thing around here, you know, and they all kind of new to it and kind of scared, and when you talk about betting some money, they kind of get kind of closed mouth, you know, and they don't really want to have no fun, so it's kind of slow going down here, but it might break loose later on when people understand what it's like, you know. And I talked to one of my other partners. I'm going to try to get him into it. I sent on Ragtop some pictures of my buddy's car, the one that got he got one of the baddest cars here in Portland, Oregon.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah. He got a monster, man. Matter of fact, he'll be down there in Vegas on the 14th through the 17th at Supercar National in 5 car.
Well, maybe we'll have to see if we can get him to travel to Texas sometime. Maybe he'll get together some kind of way. Y'all can come to Texas sometime and make yourself known.
Yeah, that's just what I'm going to have to do. I might have to do it by myself if I can't bring my crew because these guys act like they're scared to come that far.
If they can't come what they call, come with their face. Come out here and introduce yourself to the people in the grudge world. You know, hey, man, it's about support. You know what I mean? That's where you do the support.
Tracy, I'm sorry to interrupt, but I have Alley Cat on, so she
can tell me. Okay, hold on before Alley Cat say something. Somebody, if you're not talking, can you please check your mic? Push the mute button. I can hear myself in the back seat. So check your mic.
They've been calling.
Push the mute button on your phone if you're not talking. Somebody
go
through
computer or something so I can hear. Or
they
may have
their phone
on
speaker.
Yeah.
T-Town Tony.
Yes, sir. Yep.
Alley
Cat's on.
Okay, you want
to do something down there in Louisiana Saturday?
Which car? You talking about our blue car or either my car?
The blue car?
Probably so. Are you out of Corsa County? Is that car?
Which one?
I think it's like white and yellow or something like that, white and tan or yellow or something like that, some stripes in it somewhere.
That's EZD's car. I'm talking about the Chevy 2.
Chevy 2, I don't remember Chevy 2.
The
I don't
Texas
know anything.
The Texas Beast.
Oh, okay, the Texas Beast. Okay. Yeah, I know that car. Okay, let me see if Har is on the line.
Just make it easy on yourself.
Alley Cat, do you want me to get Horace?
Yeah.
Har,
Okay, give me just a second and I'll get Horace.
Okay. T-Town Tony stepping up and trying to step out, trying to bring some action. So. We'll see. Anybody, why you trying to get in? Anybody got something? Your mic is open, so if you got something you want to say, go ahead on.
Is Alley Cat the one that was calling out Nightmare earlier?
Alley Cat was calling Nightmare. I'm not sure which call he was calling out with. It was Alley Cat doing it.
I've raced Nightmare already, so, you know, it's pretty even. Nightmare outran me at your race, remember?
Yeah, I remember.
Thank you.
What's that? Don't get quiet on me, Grudge World. We're trying to make action before we get at for the end of the year. Trying to make action for the end of the year.
Is he going down? Did he say he was going down there?
Alley Cat. Okay, Tracy, let me get Alley Cat back. He just dropped off. Horace is out eating, and he's got a whole bunch of background noise, and he couldn't say anything, but he didn't think that he was going to have his in Louisiana this weekend. But let me see if I can get Alley Cat back on.
See, Tony, you're talking about you're running his car off the Camaro, he's one of the Camaro, or what are you talking about, Alley Cat's car, or is it the Horace car you're talking about? The Camaro, the 69 Camaro.
That's the one he ran.
Alley Cat got a car, too, and Horace. They got two cars.
That's the one he ran Nightmare in, isn't it?
Yeah, 69. Yeah, okay, 69. Okay.
What's the other guy's car, you know?
It's a 78 Camaro. 70-71 Camaro.
I don't believe I've seen. I mean, I hadn't really been paying attention. Which one's which? Whichever one he writes Nightmare, and you know that'd be a little bit better. But and if they're going down there and they want to wait till there or wait till your race, that's fine. I just want to race. I don't care. Shit, I'm. You know, I hadn't had a whole lot of seat time, but I got. You know, I've lost a couple, won a couple, but you know. Shit, it's time to get off
the racing, man.
We got to start doing something. We ain't going to be number one. Texas ain't going to be number one unless people start stepping out like some of the other guys. I believe Texas is number one. We are a lot bigger state. Man, we got more people than all of them. You know, you can drive Texas 12, 14 hours. You know, out there it's a little different. I hadn't been out there. You know, hopefully next year we'll get to travel a little further. I feel like, you know, we went to Morocco, Indiana. Shit, we couldn't beg for race. They wanted me to take my tires off. You know, that's my home state. That's where I grew up there. And, you know, I got down here as fast as I could, but them guys didn't want to race up there. I don't care what they say on them other talk shows.
I hear you, man. Well, we're definitely trying to finish it. Yeah, with a strong note, good races. Like I can say, man, we got a lot of back half cars down here. And December 7th, man, Dallas race first. Last race of the year, we're going to have, if you got a 5X or less, we're going to have a back-ass shootout, man. We'll let people go at it, man. If you got a 5X or less, we're going to have a shootout for them back-ass cars, man. Put a little money on top and let y'all bet what y'all going to bet on the side, man. Try to finish the year strong with a good race, man. So we're looking to do that, man. Probably also going to try to have a pro-mar shootout, man, with that. let some of these fast cars, you got people like Birdman and Jekyll Hyde. Hey, let them get in it. They won't be able to get in. Birdman and Jekyll Hyde won't be able to get in that. That back half thing, we're trying to make it with some of the guys that won't run them. We'll keep them, make them guys so fast they can step up and get in this Pomar race that we're trying to have these other seven down and down raceway. We'll keep them out so they won't scare everybody off. We'll let some of these other cars go at it with the back half deal. So that's what we aim to do, man, with December 7th. So y'all guys that got these cars are trying to make action, prepare for December 7th, last race for Christmas. And maybe if everybody go out and have somebody have a Merry Christmas, somebody won't. Hey, Sharon, do you ever get Alley Cat on? We got?
I couldn't get Alley Cat back on, but you do have a couple of hands up.
Okay, go to the line.
Hey, G, do you have your hand up this time? Or is that by accident again? Aaron. Okay, that may have been by accident. Hot Shot, your mic is open.
Hey, what's going on?
What up, Hot
Shot? I'm going to say, T-Time talking, I don't know about Sam and Horace. I'll run you on the 23rd of Sam, right?
When?
23rd of Sam, right? November 23rd. Back half. Forward. Back half.
Man, I don't believe I'll be going down there then. I'm going to try to save, you know, everything for the December's race. We've got a couple things working that weekend that I really can't say right now, but we're going to, well, I mean, I just can't really say, but I know we're going to Louisiana for sure. I can't really say after that. I don't even know who you are.
Oh, but Dad.
Oh, okay.
Who is it?
I'm the one that be with Horace and Sam. Black Mustang. But if they don't want to do it, I will.
You going to be down there?
I don't know if I'm going to go to Louisiana yet. Yep.
Well, if you show up, let me know. I'll be there. I'll
all right.
If not, we maybe do it December 7th. I mean.
No, I think on December 7th, I'm going to try to run Trace.
Oh, okay. We're locked in.
I'm messing with you, Trace. Don't even try. I leave you and Sam to all that.
I ain't
fast enough yet. But I will run T-Town Tony. But I might make it December, but I like try to get some ball on 23rd. And I ain't been on track but one time. But y'all just let me know. If you make it on 23rd, that would be good. If I can make it the weekend, I'll call Tracy and tell him, yeah, we'll run.
That'll work.
All right.
All right, man. Okay, man, we're coming up on that hour. You know, I'm trying to get out of here. Coming up on that hour. Good show, man. You know what? And once again, man, wherever you're going to race at this weekend, man, I'll ask everybody to drive safe, be safe. Safety first, man. Everybody take care of their business and have a good time. Once again, man, we got shows coming up to close this year. I try to make the shows you're going to make. Have a good time, man. December 7th, man. A lot of great days. On the map, I'm going to have it. So everybody just kind of keep your stuff together, man, and have fun and be safe. We can talk to you. Call. Give me a shot here. Next week. So, Sarah, let's go down and do last call, and we're going to get out of here.
I'm sorry, Trish. I couldn't hear you over the background noise.
Let's do last call. We're going to get out of here. Final call.
Okay. C-Town Tony, final comment.
Texas is number one.
Hot Shot, final comment.
Oh, everybody have fun.
Doug, final comment.
Joe, Chase, I'm doing your show. I'm always doing it every Tuesday, and keep up the good work, bro.
All
All right, man. Appreciate it, Jeff.
Hey, everybody, be safe this weekend. Y'all have a good time. And remember what Pops off of Friday said. Win, lose, or draw, you can always live to race another day. So y'all don't take this racing too personal when you get them W's in the mail this weekend.
Look what you made lost for. Bushnell, final comment.
Spectators, fans, racers, see y'all at the races. Keep it good.
Batman, final comment.
I'm looking for you, Red Top.
He dropped off then. Smooth, final comment.
Good show, Texas represent.
Big D, final comment.
Y'all have a nice day. I'm going to host Holiday Inn.
Doobie, I don't know if you're listening or what, but if you are, final comment. Okay, Doobie may be working. Troy Bird, final comment.
I'm here, Miss Sharon. Go ahead.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead,
Doobie.
Hey, man, and y'all have a
safe final comment.
Everybody have a safe trip this weekend. Batman, I'm waiting on you.
Troy Bird, final comment.
Bill, you know how to get at me. If you really want that to happen, I'll let me.
Hater Shaker, final comment.
I want to appreciate y'all for this old beautiful show. Texas is going to always represent. But all the names I just called out, y'all go. This season starts this weekend. When I get up out the woods, I'm coming back to the track and I'm going hunting again. I'm out.
Tracy, it's on you.
Hey, like I said, man, good show, everybody, man. Keep doing what you do. Keep trying to support these shows. Keep being safe. Remember one thing. Smack talk is part of the grudge game. You got to have thick skin. It ain't personal. It's entertainment. Fans that come to grudge shows, that's what they look for. That's what they like. Let's have fun, do what we do. Gotta have thick skin. Remember, it ain't personal. It's just about grudging. Everybody be safe. Got a topic for me, shoot me a topic. For next weekend, shoot me a topic. Till then, man, be safe. I want to thank Grudge Team for the Comic Dog sponsor show. We're going to keep it grudge. Till then, man. Good night, everybody.